This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys suck. Jiggle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, May 29th, 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Man, my mind's already going in about a million different places.
Same here.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but we should have turned the microphones on about 15 minutes ago.
I told you. We need to do it. Maybe we just do it like the way my doctor, last doctor's visit, like it was another splash of like, boy, this world's going fast right now. He's like, do I have your permission to lay my iPad here and record our conversation? I'm like, yeah, we're not going to talk about any fun stuff now.
Kind of assume you were anyway.
I'm not going to beg you for prescriptions or anything.
Oh,
this place is probably bugged, right? As soon as you leave, you're watching me on the camera.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, your legs keep sticking to that funky paper they put down. It's like the paper they give you, me as a germaphobe. You know, I call them the toilet seat condoms. Those little parchment paper little squares. Never the size of the toilet seat they're there to cover, ever. And then years later, I find out that the, you know, the little flap in there, I'd been doing it backwards the whole time. It's there to, like, so you don't also urinate all over the rim of the toilet, but I had been doing it the other way, so I, you know, I wouldn't lay in the water.
What if you get like a colonoscopy? Do you lay on that little table with the paper, parchment paper?
Like, you set it in a crowning chair? I don't know.
How does that work?
I never had one. I was supposed to have one, and I had, you know, I mailed my poo.
Do it live
instead.
On the show. Do it live on the show
like Katie Kirk did.
Yeah. But
should I?
Because it's not all going to get on the paper. You're going to get some on the bench itself, right?
Well, he's sitting there, I'm watching the screen, and it's literally taking dictation of everything we're saying. He's like, I use it so I can go back and make sure. And he's not listening to it. It's just, you know, transcripting it out.
All straight to your file. That's what he's doing with it?
Yeah. Which is...
That's smart.
Very smart. Because before, I guess, he or... The nurse or whoever is PA would sit there and maybe type it out onto my file, onto my chart, on my chart. The other day, you're my chart. I'm like, you realize this doesn't sound right. It's like when I'm sitting there talking to somebody who's transitioning and I have to call her Carla when she was Carl for 35 years.
You got to adjust. Man, if I could pull any kind of card, any kind of like notoriety type card that I could pull, I would, because I cannot find a doctor's appointment. Of three places I'd like to go to, nothing.
Really?
Nothing. It's all booked up. I'm like, I can't get into a doctor's office. I need to start a regular routine.
But do you want, are you specific where you want them? Because you're an oddball of a person. Like, you won't go anywhere that doesn't go on that same coordinate from work to home.
Yeah,
if it goes past it, you don't go unless a lot of money being paid. We'll see in Spartanburg on Friday.
That's right, Spartanburgers.
Spartanburgers game. They bring Jeremy Clements in first, and we come to clean up bat or whatever terminology baseball that would be.
I've got a specific place I would like to go get seen at, and I cannot get in at all.
Does a Man, famous football coach go to that same doctor, perhaps?
No.
You want to go to Danny's doctor?
This one's... I don't know if he goes there or not. I would assume he doesn't. Because
somebody is, and God love him. I mean, he's a nice guy. He doesn't like to stay long anywhere, but he, he's probably goes to... chances of seeing him would probably be pretty good because older people go to the doctor a lot.
And I see Coach Ford at Ingles a good bit.
They go to the grocery store a lot, too.
He'll eat some lunch at the deli, you know? Mm. Real nice. Talks to everybody.
Good deli, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Get a rotisserie.
Yeah.
Oh, the rotisseries are the best.
Like, because I'm 42. When you're 45 is when you got to start doing all the screenings and the
really?
Tests. Yeah.
Okay.
Your colonoscopy and other stuff.
Yeah.
Peter oscopy probably.
I don't think so.
Do you have cancer in your family? Has anybody had colon cancer or anything like that?
I don't know.
I have a history of it, and also I have some that I consider a cancer in my family.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody would divulge it.
You better make sure you do check.
Whenever you would wonder if somebody was sick, we're like, don't worry about it. Like, don't want to talk about it. Don't ask him about it. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So much for a family history.
Right. Especially when you find out as a man, like, a lot of it goes to your paternal grandpa, and if your paternal grandpa died when you were a year old, you're like, I don't know. I don't really know. The pictures show me I met the man, but I don't remember.
It's like I tried to do genealogy once. I'm like, I can't go past grandparents, and even then, that's tough to...
Well, you don't want to mess with the spirit realm.
It's like there's no records
Next
of anything.
Thing you know, Sinbad and or Shaq will be there, appearing right. as Kazam to grant you wishes.
So what is your maternal grandmother's birthday? I'm like, I don't know. She died when my mom was a kid. Nobody ever talked about her.
Oh.
Like, how am I supposed to know?
Like, her actual birthday.
Yeah, like, like, I don't know anything about, you know, any of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's why it's hard to track it.
Yeah, I can tell you the year, maybe. I still remember my grandma and grandpa's birthdays. Yeah. I don't know why.
I remember my grandmother's, but not my...
Yeah.
The exact day I can't remember.
Because the grandma probably made a big deal about it.
No, because hers Grandpa's was right. Like, hers was right around Mother's Day.
I remember the years they died, but not when their birth years or birthdays were.
So, do you know how old they were when they died? Because then you do some simple subtraction, really. And then you figure out how old they.
But you know what?
Year they were born.
I can look up their obits.
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Easy way.
Yeah, but now, like when my mom passed, like, we didn't pay to put it in the newspaper. First off, the fact that you have to pay, like, that's one of those things. Like, I think if you live in a city, and I know it's not a state-regulated, whatchamacallit and all that stuff, still got FCC guidelines to a point, so it is public-based or whatever. But if I pay taxes in a city and have for, let's see, I started at 14, 35 years.
Jesus.
I think you put the my mama's obituary in your newspaper.
You worked up a credit, right?
She did, or like anybody has. Now, if you just moved to town, you should have to pay.
I got quoted $500. Now, that was just to host the obituary on the website without a service. But you know what? I didn't have enough information to even fill it out.
Oh,
for my dad, I didn't know
that's
what to put.
That's a lot of money for
They like
a paragraph or so.
That was a total bend over right there.
I couldn't remember when he was born, how old he was, any of the other stuff. I just didn't know.
They don't have that on the death certificate?
Yeah, it does, but like I didn't get that until well after.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't do an obituary.
Like, even with that, they're like, how many copies do you want in the death certificate? And I'm like, I know I want an extra one in case I lose one. but I'm going to separately put them different places. And then, like, I think, like, well, okay, so down the road. So I was like, I guess eight copies. We'll go with that. I'll hide them in different parts of the house. Oh, so gosh. When I lose the first one, then I'll know, well, I put another one somewhere else. I mean, it's just, it's insane. Like, I should just scan it, put it on what does PDF stand for? I saw that on a little Quizlet earlier today while I was using the restroom.
God, what does it stand for?
It's a set-down version. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to bother to look it up. I don't know.
I don't want to look it up either, but what does it stand for?
Well, I'll look it up now.
Yeah, if you would.
It's not fair to those that are driving, because I'd hate somebody to have an accident.
I'm fortunate enough to have a job to where a lot of people will hear what I say, so.
I know. And it's, okay, here we go, portable document format. And we were there since the beginning of those, probably, and never knew till this very minute what it stood for. I thought it was like a brand. I thought Adobe owned PDF, I think. And, you know, Trump, he's trying to get rid of PDF. Sesame Street, all of them. He's trying to get rid of PDF.
JPEGs, pings.
Matthew, I heard he's trying to get rid of TBS.
We don't like
Superstation.
We hate the bitmaps. It's all gone.
What? Yeah. Now the people. What is a BMP? I don't know that one either. I'll look that one up too.
That's the bitmap, right?
That's what that is. That's like a crappy image, essentially.
I think so. Yeah, I think it might be.
Hell yeah! Bitmap is a what? Bitmap stands for. I'm just telling you what it reads. Bitmap. Bless you. This don't make sense. Bitmap. BMP stands for bitmap image file. That would be BIF.
I knew it was a picture.
But what is...
JPEG, ping, bitmap.
Yeah, but that answer is dumb. Bitmap stands for bitmap.
Many others.
I'm like a horse. I have no clue what that means. Now let's look up JPEG.
That's P1 Jackie Lee.
Right? Yeah, that was his... you're right. First thing I thought of. Joint Photographic Experts Group. What?
What?
I don't like that one.
I don't either. It sounds like it's some kind of nefarious group, like the Legion of Doom. Not the Road Warriors, but the ones from the DC Universe. They're like, we're the Joint Photographic Experts Group.
What about the Dungeon of Doom?
We're going to blow up a train. Oh, God, the Dungeon.
Old Taskmaster. Rest in peace.
Who was the old man that was covered in lava ash? I still don't know who that was. I'll look that up, too.
Wasn't the giant in the glowing formation?
No. That's wild. MPEG? I mean, you can look it up now. People are texting in just to be probably silly to me.
Which MPEG? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Oh. Yeah. Well, I didn't know what a ping was till maybe the last 4 or 5 years.
That's the cool one. That's the one you want.
That's the one you want because it ain't got no background on it. That's all I know it stands for.
Post a little image. We'll see through.
Portable network. What? Portable network graphics. Okay. All right. So P usually means portable. Unless somebody tells you they're going to have to go take one. Yeah. And then sometimes that could be in a portable. So it all works together. You ever went to the bathroom in a portable toilet? Talking about one of those concert toilets that it isn't a porta-potty, but it's like a old school building that they folded out like a double wide. And there's a troughs inside.
No?
Oh, yeah, I think I... Some kind of, because they're a little nicer.
Country Music Fest had them.
They're a little nicer than the porta potties.
They are a little nicer. They all have that drain there in the middle. Yeah. You can imagine then they're just spraying down the entire walls and everything.
Well, I was going to shout out to Never Downs because they got the big ones. They got the big porta potties.
Is it portable though?
I mean, they don't stay there permanently in the cornfields.
Right. Okay.
I assume it moves.
What if that's how they fertilize the land? Like, there's just a big hole in the bottom. It's like, this is why our pumpkins are bigger than anybody else's. Y'all are making it happen.
They let the animals go in there.
This is how we make
y'all
corn
just
grow.
Go poo poo in the porta potty.
All the doo doo, the SPIT.
Strawberry Hill now is across the street from a Mexican restaurant. I'm like, oh, it all makes sense.
Strawberry. We go to the corn across the street, mano. Because everybody is caca, the doo doo, Mr. Corn Grow. That was a positive depiction.
You said that.
Of my Latino brethren.
Yes.
Well, man, the corn and the doo-doo is bigger than what we can grow sometimes.
All right, so somebody did send a good one here that I don't know, and I should. I want to look it up. This Ask Us Anything thing should not be personal things about us. It's just stuff you wondered about, God. But never enough that you actually, Googled it.
If you opened it up to that. You wouldn't have enough show.
Well, I don't know the answer to this, and I should. Okay. Podcast.
Well, I found that about this one.
Okay. So it literally, without Apple, we wouldn't have a podcast.
Yep.
Because it comes from iPod and broadcast.
That's
right.
Did
not know that.
Oh.
iPod.
Plus.
Broadcast. It's an iPod broadcast. Because at the beginning, that was the only way you could really hear them.
Was Rogan actually the first? I mean, a lot of people give him credit for being the first. Like, was he? I don't want to give it to him if he wasn't. If he was, that's cool. But he gets a lot of dap as it is.
Well, I can tell you absolutely wasn't the first one, for sure, because he was still doing Fear Factor when that stuff came out.
Was it Tom Green, maybe? Tom Green was doing some odd, considered like off-the-grid stuff.
Dude, this is crazy right here. This is absolutely insane because we had our first podcast February of 2005. That's when we had to pay to do it ourselves. It was $39 a month. We paid for it out of our own pocket because the company's like, podcast.
Was that worth it?
Like,
was
now
it?
They're paying like former SNL stars $1.5 million a year to do podcasts. So the first podcast was done called Radio Open Source in September of 2003. So we were only like a year and 4 months. We were the first one in South Carolina. We can lay claim to that, the first podcast in the state of South Carolina.
Was that a fruitful venture, like, worth
it? No. Well, yeah. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. Like, I mean, it's not some old harp story or whatever, but, like, we've already come and gone from New Orleans. They had a billboard there for us. A couple of them, actually, because Wonder Boy's dad, I'm not going to say that, Ray Thompson was in New Orleans and took a picture of it and sent it to him. He's like, I'll see you in New Orleans. This is crazy. But here in town, and I don't know about Chattanooga.
It's just odd to gauge back then because, you know, you didn't really know. You probably weren't getting the whole truth.
Yeah, well, there was a sales, the GSM, his name is Hugh McPherson. He was on the cusp of, like, technology. First person I ever knew to have a BlackBerry. I mean, like, literally. You would look at him and say, that guy doesn't know tech, but he always knew what. He'd go to those CES? Yes, that's it. I was going to get CNES, like a Nintendo.
Well, I loved my BlackBerry. It was a curve.
Oh, yeah, but he, like, said, yeah, these podcasts are going to be big because then people are, like, they don't, you got to think, can people actually, and many of you do, and I thank you, my daughter thanks you, my grandson thanks you, all the nanimals thank you.
Nanimals.
Everyone, hey, baby in heaven thanks you for all the years of listening to All 4 Hours, but a lot of people can't. So,
hey, baby.
Hey, mama. I told her hey earlier on the way in. It's weird. I would sometimes say, like, hello to my dad, but now I do mom first because she's more fresh.
Ride past the site and just yell it out the window. Hey, baby.
I try to stay away from that part of town.
Yeah, so you got people live in the woods. Yeah. It's sketchy.
Yeah. I only go there to, like, change the flowers, but then I'm like, you know, I mean, they're probably going to be peed on later or something. You know, buy a deer or something.
A lot of deers out there.
You think there's any deers in downtown Greenville?
God. I mean, there's golden rats.
We made the pigeons extinct down there. They're gone. When I was a kid, you'd get pigeon doo-doo all over your jacket walking up Main Street. Now, they're non-existent. They don't exist anymore. Knox White, he eradicated them.
He got rid of the pigeons.
He moved them all to Berea, where they're now probably used in food trucks.
Don't retire, Knox, because they'll come back.
They will come back. So that's why you should keep him elected, probably. So that no one else runs against him. I'm just looking over some stuff here.
I didn't even get to, like, a lot of I wanted to hit on.
Well,
this is too much.
First off, she's sitting right here, so just hit on her now.
Can't do it. She's not good at reciprocating.
He's talking about violence, babe.
Oh, Jesus.
She's not good at reciprocating the graphic advances. She's just like, I'm so fat and ugly.
Well, you know what? To that, though, it's easier with a woman to do that. I thought about that the other day. Like, why are men more insulting usually? First off, our parts, at least by, and I know there's a bunch of women and gay men who are going to totally disagree, but, like, the penis is gross looking. It's ugly.
It is.
It's weird looking. It's like an alien arm or something. But with a woman, your breast, you're down there, your butt. There's so many different things. With guys, it's like, I ain't got no six pack. I can make the breast move now.
I'll be honest with you.
I can do that.
I've never had anybody say, okay, you need to put your clothes back on and go.
And they won't?
No, I mean, what?
Get out of my house. Out of my bed.
The actual act of, you know how stupid you look? Performing, you know, coitus.
Yeah.
So
it looks like you're having a seizure right beside someone else who's also having one.
It looks dumb.
It's like a group seizure.
Sympathy sex is good, so, you know, I'm lucky for that.
Well.
Like, it feels great to look stupid.
Sympathy sex.
Do you want to feel good?
My mom's been gone 6 weeks, and I haven't gotten laid since then. So I've got sympathy cards, sympathy flowers, sympathy gift cards, and sympathy steaks.
Boy, when Chris died, I got a lot of people offering their condolences that way. And maybe that's why it turned
out. You're a woman. That's, I mean, it's just different. All right, Facebook fussing. Yay. We'll keep this on time. Okay. That'll be coming up at around 7:25. Paige, what is up in Plex?
Well, Hollywood lost a very wonderful actor, and we'll honor this person next. And also,
I don't know, so
we're
like
gonna
that.
We're gonna find out why Tinder is trying to rebrand itself. All that more coming up. Oh. In your eyes,
right,
guys, headlines.
People like me figured out that one company owns all the dating apps, and they're selling all the data back and forth to each other. Love except it. It's all one company, if that makes sense.
Got to refresh it, right?
It's like graveyards. Like I told you, I found that out when I got the bill. I was like, where's this company at? It's like I look them up, and it's like, they own them all.
Oh, the graveyard. It's a breakfast joint. All the servers look dead.
Dude, it's like a zombie breakfast place.
Graveyard.
The graveyard.
That's kind of cool.
I love that. I'm going to go,
Daddy,
right now.
Do you have a
grits
right bar at the graveyard? I'm all there.
Speaking of that, Fat Boy's going to go take a grit, and we'll be back right after this. Good morning.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And we begin our headlines to honor a passing of, he may be a hero to you. He's a 3 foot.
Thought you ate something bad or something.
I was going to blow it up.
I didn't know what you passed.
No, I sneezed.
I see.
Came out the other end.
Oh.
The top
Jesus.
Part. So let's talk about this. 3 foot four actor Ed Gale passed away at the age of 61.
Freaking Howard.
Howard
the Duck.
The Duck, yes. Marvel's first superhero.
And he was young.
He was 61. And he appeared in more than 130 movies and TV shows. You may not be aware of that, but he had a very lucrative acting career. Not only did he play in Howard the Duck, he also was in Child's Play, and he played the first Chucky.
Oh, he was Chucky. I did not know that.
Yes.
I knew Howard the Duck because of, you know.
I thought it was an animatronic, Howard the Duck.
Well, I mean, that was, you know, that's a very good point because those were like googly eyes on that thing. I mean, they were moving around. Those were not... That was like he was wearing a head. He's like Dave Prowse and as Darth Vader, but not the voice of.
Plus, that was a one-off, right? Like, they didn't do much with Howard the Duck. They brought him back in one of the Guardians movies, I think, but, I mean, come on.
God. Rob Young, if you're listening, go ahead and text so I don't have to Google it.
I saw you on TV, Rob Young.
He's everywhere.
Yep.
He's like Shaq of comic books.
They talk
Dave too. Prowse is dead.
Oh.
Yeah. Freaking,
so is James Earl Jones.
Yeah, so is Alec Guinness. I mean, they're all the good ones are gone. And so is...
nobody to reprise the roles.
Princess Leia, she's dead, right?
Yep.
Yeah, she's dead.
She died like a day after her mom, right?
Yeah.
It's really sad.
But we still got Han Solo and Luke.
God, who was her? I forgot who her mom was now.
I just know her as Princess Leia's mom, Queen Leia. That's what I call her. Yeah. She was. She had that Hawaiian cousin. Come on, Awana, lady.
Let's see. It just came to me.
Come on, Awana.
Come on, Awana.
Come on, Awana. Leia.
Related to, not related to Haywood.
No, but that, I mean, that was her maiden name. His last name was Jablomi.
I don't know many Jablomis.
No, I just knew Haywood. That's the only one I ever knew. He was a transplant. That's the chair.
Debbie Reynolds was her mother's name, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah.
Debbie Reynolds, who started out as a Mickey, a Disney child. So, you know, the upbringing was probably rough.
I just thought of one that didn't work. I'm like, this Haywood's brother's Woody Ever.
last name, no, so I knew somebody whose last name was Evers.
Evers.
And Woody is a name, so his middle name could be Woody. His last name's Evers. Heywood, Woody
Everett. The Ever Eat Me's. Do you remember that family? No. Old family.
Ever Eat Me's?
The Ever Eat Me's.
No.
Woody? Yeah, from Nebraska.
Yeah.
The Ever Eat Me's.
Woody. Woody was a friend.
Oh.
Woody Ever Eat Me.
Rest in peace, Carrie Fisher. All right.
I know we were talking about the midget, not even her.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher. Well, yeah, we're talking. You don't say midget.
Howard the Midget.
But like Deep Roy's like, haha, yes, more work for me now.
God, he does get it right. La Flama Blanca.
I don't know what the La Flama Blanca. I don't know what the. I'll look that up too. The population rate is for little people, but if in the world of acting, it doesn't seem like there's that many.
No, and
you stunts know, all go to Wee Man.
Dinklage is in his own class.
Or women. Women do a lot of stunts for men Dinklage. That are small.
Yeah.
Dinklage, yep.
He's
a good actor.
I used to think for a while he and Benedict Cumberbatch were the same person, so I'd often get confused.
He literally looks like a penis.
His name sounds like you're cussing.
Like, look at him.
You Benedict like Cumberbatch.
A if a penis came to life, he looks just like one. Yeah. He's a great actor, too.
He's a very good actor.
Yeah, I like him in Gamer.
Rest in peace.
I know.
Ed like Gale. Well, also, nice Sir Alec Guinness, Dave Prowse, and others.
Yep.
Well,
Damn it, Ed.
Tinder.
Billy Dee Williams, he's dead.
Tinder is trying to rebrand itself.
Tinder? Have you like Tinder?
I have never been on Tinder, so.
Don't. You'll get scammed on Bitcoin and.
Really?
And you think you're getting a lot of ding-a-ling pictures now. You just wait.
Will I get more?
Proposition for threesomes with, you know, husbands on the phone.
On the phone listening. It's just a wild
really?
World.
Really? I don't think I'd like that.
You love it.
No.
You want some more of it?
No. I'm not.
Whoa.
She's like, my husband's on the phone. I was like, y'all going to hook up?
I don't want any thruples or weird
Are
situations.
You male or female?
I'm not.
Y'all going to scissor or
I'm not male. Judging anybody, but I don't like anything complicated.
Hey, so. This is unbelievable. How many people in the United States are, as you said, midgets, but I'll say a little person, but the internet calls it dwarfism. How many? And how many is pretty
percentage-wise?
No, actual number. How many individuals in the United States? Well, this is according to Google.
He was 3'4", so.
Yeah, 4'11" and below is okay. That. So what's the number you think?
A million?
Paige?
Sounds good.
30,000.
Okay, that makes more.
Worldwide, 651,000 people.
Well, TLC's found half of those already.
They have. So, and then you compute that to, you know, actors. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, Paige was very disappointed to watch Seven Little Johnsons, and then
she was.
It ended up being the Midge family.
Yeah. You're like, darn it.
Damn.
Well, you were mad watching Three Men and a Baby. You were so disappointed.
It was on BBC. It was a double whammy.
You were so disappointed watching Three Men and a Baby on BBC. He even made up the rumor about seeing the dead person in the background because he's like, I don't want people to know I watched this movie.
Oh, you sniff. Oh, my goodness.
I can't watch it. How about you quit calling Tootsie Rolls midgets and I'll stop saying the word?
Well, they still do it. Little League Baseball got away from it, though.
Isn't it? It's kind of like
they should just call it Midget League.
So. Derogatory.
Little People, Little League. I'll call it Midget League.
Are they not allowed to be referred to as that? And it's
no, remember the letter.
Yes.
Still have it in the office.
Be careful with that.
Literally, like to say, this is, I'm paraphrasing, but literally it said, that was the equation of, so that's the M word. Mm-hmm. They said that was the equation of that. That was like saying the following letter. Like, you know, and I'm like, first off.
Very derogatory.
No, it's not. Tootsie Roll don't make that. Mm. Many others.
All right, where do I get that baby movie, man? I heard you say Three Men and a Baby.
Plus, why doesn't Dustin Hoffman get money from every Tootsie Roll that's sold?
God.
He should.
He'd have a lot of money. He'd have vanilla midges, too.
What about the railroad, the Tootsie Roll?
Who are you trying to be that moment? You're kind of creepy, but then...
You want cocaine stepdaughter?
Speaking of toots.
Oh, my goodness.
Tootsie.
All right,
Tootsie, we're going to ride this train and break it off.
Damn it.
Get off the train.
It's the Tweetsie. So I just said the Tootsie. It's the Tweetsie roller.
This complicated thing about Tinder not being very
happy. It's called
happy.
The Xy now.
The new CEO of Tinder is revamping the app's hookup reputation. I guess it's kind of negative, and people don't like that. Because it's struggling to gain traction among the Gen Zers between ages 18 to 28. He says the generation doesn't have much sex.
Maybe that's what everybody says.
Like, nobody's doing it.
Maybe that'll cause pedophilia to go down.
I don't know if they don't know how to talk to each other, don't care about talking to each other.
Well, or with porn, do they just like, you know what, instead of spending all this money and time, I'm just going to go raffle one off.
I think, yeah, that's probably true. And I think with me, when I say, will this require me to get a penicillin shot, it kind of turns people off.
Jesus.
Like, are you filthy? You know, I'm kind of weird that. Why are you looking at me like that?
I mean, that's one of the stranger things you've said. Like, you look at a man and wonder if you have to get a penicillin shot.
Well, I mean, if they're all over town, like, on hooking up on Tinder, that's very unattractive to me.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
God, I feel like the younger generation and the older generation are going to meet where they're like, look, if we hook up 10 minutes tops, that's all we need.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like the older 40s and up, those people are like wild horn dogs, like nymphos. But then the opposite end of the spectrum is the Gensers.
Yeah, they're kind of like
this whole sensual crap. I got to tie you up and we got to do it for an hour. So, I mean, come on.
Hey, man.
Well, hey, man.
Who's got time for that, man?
That's a lot of work.
Let's bend you over in the van real quick, man.
A little creepy.
Well, sometimes there's in baseball games when it goes into extra innings where you're like, man, this is great. And then there's some where you're like, you want to leave at the seventh inning stretch? We'll be to the car by the time they finish Caroline. That's the ride home song. All right, thank you, Paige. That was incredible.
Yes, everybody does that dance.
You're so welcome.
Also, everybody, not everybody, several people are texting in. It's called, I don't even know how to pronounce it, a Trondreffel place. Is what dwarfism is called.
Yeah, and there was some kind of dysplasia because you got the face. That...
Yep. So is it? So what is it? Snow White and the seven little guys now?
Like, yeah, they were dwarfs. They were short, but.
But what? Wizard of Oz had Munchkins. We went through that yesterday talking about Duncan. Yep. And then Santa Claus has elves.
Yeah.
What are gnomes?
Well, that's a good point.
They're saying it wrong, Paige. It's gnomes.
Gnomes.
Thank you again. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
Terry Bradshaw's got some thoughts on Aaron Rodgers possibly joining the Steelers. We got the audio for you.
The original Tom Brady?
If anybody can comment on the state of the Steelers, it's Terry Bradshaw, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's got four rings.
Who are you going to get? Mitchell Trubisky?
I mean, come on. Not nice things to say about Aaron Rodgers.
Did he play with Benny Cunningham? Was that the same time period from Clemson? Might have crossed over by a couple years. I don't know. I'll look that up, too. Fun with Google this morning, everyone. The things you've always wondered. All the answers will be revealed today. All right? Text in things you want me to Google, and I'll do that for you. All right? Good morning, everyone.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Not P1 Bojangles, but the actual. You know what? He could too. They both brought to you by.
Yeah.
Let me go to my.
He doesn't call anymore.
No.
I think that. Him. I think he
Bojangles. Come on.
I don't know. I wonder about. I've said this before. When I don't hear from certain listeners for a while, I think, God, did Paige say something again that upset them? Or...
Did also, I say something about the clown costume because I really did love it?
I didn't.
You don't like clowns?
Hate them.
Oh.
I just found out that the Graham Rico works the opposite way, too.
Graham Rico.
Billy D. Williams is not dead.
He's not dead?
He's still with us.
All right.
Oh,
so
Jesus?
Oh.
Not only will he tell us death announcements.
He'll tell us if someone's still alive.
He knows it all.
Okay.
This day in sports history, in 2017, Tiger Woods was arrested and charged with DUI.
Uh-oh.
Tiger. What kind of car is he driving?
Genesis.
Remember that? The picture? He was kind of staggering, and somebody wore his mugshot to a tournament, and he saw it.
Yeah.
And then also the fact that I didn't realize that that was the, I think, maybe the first car that had a black box on it.
See, I don't know if it was that time or the time after.
I think it was that time.
I think this is when he got pulled over. Because he wrecked that car, right? Was it an Infiniti, maybe? I don't know.
Which one was Elon chasing him?
Oh, that was
Elon Norgren.
That was definitely Florida.
Boy, she's just kind of like just went away and just like
she really did.
Pretty lady.
Yeah, but like she's like, I don't need the notoriety anymore.
She took a fat check and pissed off.
Yep, get out.
What is Terry Bradshaw, the original TB12, as you pointed out? What does he think about Aaron Rodgers, the Steelers, that marriage that could possibly happen? Well, he don't like it.
That's a joke. That is just to me is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? That guy needs to stay in California and go
thank you
somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's nuts. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am. You know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing. So.
Is that a cocaine reference?
Hey, it might have been. I would like, man, that's interesting because, you know, I'm a little older than Aaron, but if I had his success.
How old is Aaron Rodgers?
He's 41.
Wow.
So let's say I had his success in his career. The guys you grew up watching, like, you're better than most of those guys. Are you still marking out when you see them, or do you have to act like, you know, you got to put on that air of, you know, I've accomplished more than you, Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham. Nah. Marino, sad to say, because Marino never won a championship.
But I think if you're an analyst, you have to do a little bit of both. But then when you're people like, remember old Mercury Morris from the Dolphins, who was literally pulling against other people. And I get that, too. Like, his old, you know, big claim to fame was the perfect season. He didn't want anybody to break that record. Nope. And would actively talk crap about any team that did.
And he saw it until his death.
Yes, he did. He saw it until his death. But then you look back, and that was like, that was kind of his legacy, though. He was a mean, ornery old bastard. Nah.
They're saying everybody.
Other siblings, I'm sure.
The insiders are saying that the Steelers would be willing to wait till up until the start of the season. They're waiting on Aaron, what he wants to do.
Like, what's their backup situation look like? I don't even know.
Well, they just got Mason Rudolph, so he's going to be the starter if they don't get Aaron. And they've got Skylar Thompson, who was a Dolphin last year.
Right. Well,
so
I mean, I get what he's saying, but the same thing can go with the, like, can you hang your hat on Jaden Daniels now and say you're going to make a destiny of –
Oh, yeah.
You can't.
He's great.
He's already great. But it always takes more than one player. I mean, you can
– And they got better in the all-day.
Trust me. Look at how good I was, but yet Wade Hampton only won one game.
Only one game.
They had a good
draft. Your team sucked.
And they got Debo. They got better.
It's the coaching page. It's what my dad would say. It's the coaching. It's
like, Skins are going back to the playoffs. I'm calling them Skins. I don't care. It's what they are.
The Manders. The Manders.
The Manders.
The Manders.
Go back to the Redskins. I wasn't offended.
I mean, I think if you probably tweet Trump and ask him to, he'll probably sign off and do that.
Could he EO it? I would support that. Joe Theismann would tell you he played for the Redskins.
Yeah.
Many others.
Dexter Manley would as well.
Art Monk, Daryl Green, all of them.
All of them would.
Are we out of here for real?
For real?
Even Clinton Portis, who defrauded the league out of tons of money.
Damn. Mark Rippon.
Yep. 92, right? It's when they won their Super Bowl.
Yep. Former guest of the show.
That's Brett's uncle.
Brett Rippon?
Yep. and the Terran.
Well, damn you. He does a podcast with Taryn Manning. It's called Rippon and Taryn.
If you don't know the Rippon and the Taryn guy, you got to go watch his video.
Yeah, you never watched Tosh.0, bitch.
Oh, boy.
All right. That was, I like to say,
that was
amazing.
Intriguing.
Yeah. Amazing, intriguing.
I learned a lot.
other words. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back. Don't forget, here in about 28 minutes-ish.
Damn.
Facebook fuss, and I'm on the numbers today.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.